Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOfirst.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the Don and Mike World of Comedy.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, Hello. That last segment was pretty damn funny.
What you could hear? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I thought you might like a little irony about Anna Nicole.
All right, what's the irony about Anna Nicole? I hope it's not a joke.
No, it's not. It could be.
Like observational humor? Okay, Jerry Seinfeld, go ahead.
Well, the military just ended its 2007 military suicide prevention conference from March 5th to March 8th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
She didn't commit suicide.
That's where Anna Nicole committed suicide.
She didn't commit suicide. She didn't commit suicide.
Oh, okay.
Ironic, no?
Dumbass says what?
Really no irony there, sir.
Huh?
No irony there.
It would be ironic if she killed herself.
Oh, what did she do?
She died of natural causes.
Yeah, it is kind of silly when you say that, you know. Sounds just a little odd saying that now.
I think we're all in agreement she OD'd, but not necessarily on purpose.
Right.
Hello. I heard it was pneumonia.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm sure you'd be glad to know that Northern California got to hear every glorious word. It didn't sound like they edited anything.
Well, maybe they just edited one or two things out, and I don't think that it's in Northern California. You understand this.
No, if it's edited, it's edited.
You get whatever the feed is mm-hmm. that's coming out of Westwood One in New York.
Yeah, you get okay. What everybody gets. So,
okay, well, right. It sure sounded great.
And for some of our Northern California listeners, sometimes when that technology's used, you can't really tell because it really does appear to be seamless.
Chop, chop.
It's the way it was designed, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry that I overreacted if most of it got on the air then.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's a good thing that it did because it was, I think, important for people to hear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Wait till my brother remembers some details.
SSC also, Star of Sacramento now. Hello. SSN, sorry.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, I am Mike. Hi.
I'm sure I speak for Mike also that the week before St. Patrick's Day will never be the same. It will now be known as the time that Don and his brother came out of the closet, and I just want to I want to thank you for that. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, like I'm the only guy out there that ever did anything like that.
Well, Don,
Mike,
thank you.
No, I actually had a story the other day that was, not – it's similar. It's curious.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Young bodies developing – figuring out situations.
That's all right. If that helps you remember of whatever the was it St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Save the date. Remember the holiday.
Save the date.
Think of my brother and I, hairless. Hello, Don and Mike.
I like to think that it was cold and there were flannel pajamas.
It was summer, Mike.
It was summertime.
Summertime.
So there was sweat.
Living was easy.
Hot, sweaty.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey. Did you find it kind of weird, like I do, the guy that called before the break, after hearing your gay segment, somehow managed to say climactic?
Everybody's participating.
Well, I guess you kind of noticed it, too. So what does that say about you, huh?
Hey. Gay.
Hey, and I'd like to say once again, not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm just kind of calling for the last caller about Northern California. I heard boner at least 1,000 times. It was great.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, but 1,000 times.
That's what we do. We said it 1,000 times.
That'll help us out with management.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe 2,000.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's going to have to live that boner for the rest of his life.
You stop it, please.
There it is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that actually Anna Nicole Smith died of a pinched nerve.
You know what? And you had limited skills and you were able to pull that off. That's a good job, caller.
Let's give this guy the Borat DVD, Robbie.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's give him a Borat. Thank you very much, Rob. Congratulations. You won Borat on DVD. I was saying thank you to Robbie for handing me the slug.
Thank you so much.
Hold on,
thank
slug. You have won Borat on DVD, now available wherever DVDs are sold.
That's good copy.
You guys are awesome, man. You guys really, truly are. You guys, thank you. You guys really do make my day better. Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Enjoy Borat.
And now, Robin, I have a question for you. Are you going to want to hear my little tale of perversion after
That's
that?
That's why I'm here.
Okay. So I can make it real quick.
Mike O'Meara's.
I can give you the edited version or the long version.
Tale of perversion. Well, it better be the edited version.
The edited version is this. My sister had a friend. I don't remember her name anymore. There was a 7-year age difference. I'm going to say I was in that same ballpark that
about
you were.
12 or 13?
About 11 or 12. Okay. 12, 13. That, you know, thereabouts. And I'm beginning to stammer already when I tell this story. Mm. My sister lived in the downstairs bedroom that was adjacent to the kitchen closet. So we had the bedroom in the back of the house, and then you had in between was the bathroom. And then the wall that backed up to the closet in the kitchen was the bathroom wall.
Okay.
So I knew that this hot girl was going to be coming over. And my father had an old, very old-fashioned wood drill.
Hand drill.
Like a woodworking drill.
I know the one you're talking about. It looks like a curly Q on the
little
end.
Little curly
like
Q on the like end, a, and it had like a little handle on the top
like
of it.
Like a pig's tail.
And I'm hanging up a jacket in the closet, in the kitchen closet one day, and I notice this little curly Q drill. And suddenly my mind began to race. Mm-hmm. To make a very lengthy and make me look better story short, I processed the fact that this girl was going to be coming over for a sleepover that weekend, that they would be showering, and I decided that week that what I would do is go into the bathroom, and we had a tiny little picture that was hanging over the toilet, which was facing the shower. It was your standard small New England Cape bedroom.
Were you Porky's?
Bathroom, rather.
Were you Porky's before there was Porky's?
I suppose I was.
Trendsetter?
This was long before. So when no one was in the house, when I was all by myself, I began to sort of figure it out. I was never very good at measuring, but I did it kind of with tapping. Mm-hmm. And I anticipated that the picture was really in the center of the wall. And what I had to do, I think I ended up drilling three holes.
Yeah.
And what my goal was to have one of the holes be immediately next to the picture, right, so that it would be undiscovered. And to do this successfully, I ended up drilling three or four holes. Mm-hmm. Holes that I believe are still in that kitchen.
Still in the house?
Kitchen closet.
Okay.
I did this, and after trial and error, I was able to get it so that the hole was just right. And unfortunately, I was discovered.
By whom?
It was either my mother or my father. I don't remember, but it was not my sister. But it was not discovered before I gave a trial run when my sister was in the shower one day. And I heard someone come around the corner. It was very, very brief. I really couldn't see anything because I was scared and I didn't want to linger. But before the hot girlfriend of my sister could come over to the house.
Tried it out on your sister, Kathy?
And I believe my lie to my parents was I was just trying to try out the drill. And I think the way it might have ended was, no, I was ratted out. They knew what was, that's everybody right, knew that what was going on. And for about a week or two, I was the house perv. And it was made very clear.
Wow, that's nice.
I know it's nothing compared to what you just.
That
I didn't rub up against
that.
Anybody.
Makes you out to me. Yeah, you know it's your sister. Hetero.
Do you know how difficult and how long I've been waiting to tell this story? And now, fortunately, you have softened the blow in totality. I feel like what I just said was just a walk in the park.
Well, maybe I can help you a little bit. How developed was your sister?
It was. I believe I was 13. She would have been. No, I was younger. I was younger because I was nine-ish because my sister was
had she had
like 17. This was like high school.
Had she had her period?
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I mean, I would know that there were lots of screaming when there would be spiders and stuff. But I mean, that's not like I rooted around in the garbage or anything like that.
You didn't
but
see,
no,
like,
she was high school and I was.
How was your sister's body?
I never got a really good look at it.
In a bathing suit, how was your sister's body?
Not too good.
I think your sister's pretty hot.
Would
you do your sister?
No, not my type.
Really? She looks just like you.
Exactly. She should not be your type.
She doesn't look anything
I'm
like
kidding.
Me.
No, I know she doesn't.
She, that's the thing. No, but
that's a good Photoshop, too. No. Put Mike's face on a chair.
But I gave
body.
You an answer that I would have given you when I was nine just a minute ago. Is your sister, does she have a nice body? And I went, no. And I just realized that was so non-adult. You know?
Does she have?
No, ew, rocks, back, throw rocks at girls.
Back then, did your, I think we can all attest, all of us can attest now that Mike's sister has a rocking body right now, sure. Right?
Yes.
Hot as balls. But what about back then?
She was not an unattractive woman, you know?
You silver tongue.
High school age.
She, I mean, yeah, I mean, she was, she, what it was for
How
me.
How developed was she?
Everybody in my family, all my cousins, not as good as my other cousin. That's another story.
Was that another cousin you lusted after?
Huh? I can't mention names. I can't mention names.
Was that your cousin Teddy?
No.
Hi, Teddy. I love you, Teddy.
Not
oh,
that way.
Oh, my but... God. No, it was it was the age difference. Everybody I was around, all my cousins except for my cousin Billy, were older than me.
When you were caught
So, I mean,
by...
they were all around, and I was getting curious.
Did you have a boner?
No.
Oh,
not in the closet. But I came out of the closet once I heard somebody coming. You know, everything you say when you're having these discussions
right.
sounds naughty, doesn't
I know it?
It
is.
But I still, I could take you to my home, my childhood home, where my mom still lives. And I think they put like, you know, a little putty over the holes, but they never painted it. So it's like in the back of this closet is this green wall with these three or four holes. Next time I go up there, I'll count them and I'll let you know how many holes there were.
I'll count them for you.
Mm-hmm.
When your mom's taking a shower.
Oh, that's, hey.
The worst thing I could possibly do.
Hey.
Go up to see your sainted mom, oh. and you find go, hey, Mike, I found that spout. Wow, look at your mom.
Now, since you brought my mom into it, I'll say you wouldn't have any interest in that since you've already come out of the closet and told everyone you're gay. So how would you have any interest in any member of the opposite sex? That's for my mother. What does Gordon Gekko say? Since you brought my mother into it.
That's right.
35.
Buzz?
Yes.
It's almost time for the news.
Yes, it is.
And we don't even have time to play the tapes today of Louis Farrakhan.
Just a little.
The tape is just titled Louis Farrakhan Makes a Lot of Sense.
Huh. Well, we can't
pass. A black man, Barack Obama, has announced that he's standing for president of the United States of America. Do you support him?
I like him very much. I like him. He has a fresh approach. He's a beautiful young man.
What about referring to Hitler as being wickedly great?
I stand by that statement today.
Okay, there you go, Rob. Wow. That was worth hearing. I think you're right
about
that. We heard the Meredith Vieira vagina tape, right? You heard that?
What is questionable about the word vagina?
All right, and you heard this, of course.
Take a stool! Take a stool.
And you heard this one. We already got
no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Goldfinger.
We didn't totally hear the Kirk Douglas tapes. We'll hear those on Monday.
Those are new.
Also, we got another new one, just kind of a go-to whenever one of us starts bitching about how awful our lives are.
Right.
You are never to blame. You are never to blame.
For us.
Like, for instance, you know, hey, everybody stop giving me such a hard time about being a fag. I'm just being honest about my brother.
You are never to blame.
That's right. You want to try it, Mike?
Yeah, I'd like just to say, listen, can people drive a little bit better on my way into work today? You're all asses.
You are never to blame.
I'm not.
You are never to blame.
Uh-huh. All right, let me see. Then we'll save the Van Halen stuff till Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll save the Rosie O'Donnell stuff till Monday. The only other thing that you need to know today is that those kids on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yes.
You should know they are actors. I'm not saying that they do not know what they claim to know, and they are all 11.
But they're stage kids?
Yep, they're stage kids.
Sure.
We did a search on them, and it turns out they have been on shows as wide-ranging as The Sarah Silverman Show.
Oh, that sucks.
They've been on Huff, and they've also been on Without a Trace.
That sucks.
They are actors, and the youngest one of them is 42.
So let's see if that can ruin your weekend.
That absolutely ruins my weekend.
Yeah. All right, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that time we worked in Chicago? We got in bed together?
Oh, no.
I blocked it out. I'm sorry.
And we dry-humped?
It wasn't my fault.
What's coming up next?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Okay, pause.
Man, dry hump. That's disgusting.
This is the Don and Mike Show.